92 verses 1 and 2. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Wow, isn't that a beautiful psalm? It's Psalm 92. Verses 1 and 2. Hey there, how you doing? So good to see you. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm your host. That's right. I got my little name tag that says, hello, my name is, and I wrote in my name, Joey Kroll. It's good to see you today. Oh, yes, how is your weekend coming along? I pray that, it's a peaceful one, a restful one filled with memories and family time as well. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on Jesus. That's right, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. My heart for this program is to be a program that is a mirror. Doesn't reflect me, doesn't reflect necessarily Great News Radio, but to reflect Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So I hope you can experience that today and every Sunday. And I've got some great, I'll tell you what, God-honoring music coming up, including this one from Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and How Deep Is the Father's Love.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Thank you, Jesus. We are lifting Him up, magnifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday. Be sure when you have some time, maybe today or this week, to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio and be sure to like us. We're going to do some contests here in the next month or two leading up to Christmas. 1 John 4:15 says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. You know, a family was discussing the second coming of Christ After church one Sunday, the father concluded the discussion by encouraging each of his kids to live every day as if it were their last. And his teenage son replied, "I tried that once, and you grounded me for a month." Fred, if you knew today was your last day on earth, how would you spend it? Really? You know, the Bible says that Christ will return without warning at a time we least expect. In fact, he could return today. That's a thought for you. So if you're not sure how to prepare for that event, the Bible can tell you how. Accept the Christ of Scripture, friend, and be attentive to how you live, knowing that your actions will have eternal consequences.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
One in five say their decision to follow Jesus is the most important decision they've made. Is something more important to you than Jesus? Then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
That you are enjoying your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday worship. And yesterday, my wife and I had a chance to do some work around the house. Yeah, we've been trying to touch up the house a little bit here and there. And I'll tell you, when you do all that moving, you're just sore at the end of the day. So, oh yes, thank God for ice packs. You know, there was talk in America several years ago about converting our system of weights and measures from the familiar standard system to the metric system. You remember that? Yards would become meters, miles would become kilometers, and so on and so forth. And to say the least, it's been a slow conversion. You know, friends, some changes take time, but others happen all at once. You know, the Bible says that when a person is born again, he becomes a new creation in a moment of time. He is born again. Yes, the resulting changes in our lifestyle, they happen gradually, but our conversion, friend, our change from the natural person to a spiritual person happens at once. Converting requires an action on our part, and that's believing. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
You'll never find our story in a fairy tale.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, November 15th already. That's right, halfway through the month of November. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you today. And, you know, there's a new word out there. I'll tell you what, they're just coming up with new words all over the place these days. But the new word is revengeology. It's the fine art of payback. It's the latest twist of the don't get mad, get even. I'm going to be honest with you today. You know, there's a problem with getting even. It's a never-ending cycle of hurt. And here's another problem with vengeance. It makes you, friend, the prosecutor, judge, jury, an executioner, roles to which none of us have been appointed. In fact, in the Bible, God says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," Romans 12:19. And he will, friend, in his good time. So why waste all the energy and creativity and vengeance when it could be invested in love, say, loving your enemy, maybe? So I encourage you today, friend, I know that's hard to do. I know. But don't let wounds fester. Releasing them to the Lord, not stewing over them or retaliating, is the only way to break the hold that they have on you. Proverbs 25:21-22 says, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink."
Though the darkness hide me.
and Curtis Chapman and Holy, Holy, Holy here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. A beautiful rendition. It's As the Deer, the instrumental version right here on Great News Radio. Hey, I pray that you're doing well. It's Joey with you. It's Sunday worship, and I do thank you so much just for your fellowship and your time, your ears today. Thank you. Without your ears, I really don't have a mouth, so thank you for that. And I'm sure my wife will thank you for that as well. Hey, if you can't be praying this week, in fact, next weekend, Saturday, we're having a bus trip up to Chicago for the Pacific Garden Mission to get a tour of the mission there, but also see a live recording of the program Unshackled. So be praying for those who will be commuting next Saturday and coming back home Saturday night as well. I'm sure they will appreciate your prayers. Amen. Hey, you can always catch up with me. I love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.